Welcome to Make Up or Break Up, where we need you to play therapist. We could really use a couple of five-minute heroes right now. It's where we have a Northwest couple voluntarily come on the show in the hopes that they're going to hear some good advice from you. I want to say hello to Heather. Heather sent me a message at facebook.com/followfits. And first of all, Heather from Puyallup, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you so much for your correspondence on Facebook. Heather has been in a relationship with her boyfriend, Chris, for 5 years. They have a little boy. And Heather, you're pretty upset at your boyfriend, Chris, right now because of, I guess, a recent purchase that he made that you think is a major red flag in your relationship.
Yes. Well, we spent all weekend, like a couple weeks ago, looking at all these family cars, safe stuff like Honda, Subaru crossover, like these family vehicles. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just spent so much time looking at cars together. We said we'd make the decision together. And I really thought he was on board with that. And then he comes home a few days later with a brand new 2019 Camaro.
Sweet.
What?
Wait a second.
You have a kid. Is your child in a car seat?
Is your kid 20?
My child is 8 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and wait a second.
And the Camaro, forgive me, that's a two-door car, right?
Yes.
And Heather, he made this purchase without you.
Completely without me. He signed everything without me. It's all in his name, and I was just supposed to go along with it, even though the money that we had for the car was supposed to be for a family vehicle, and he was supposed to consult me because it's our family car. I don't understand why he would do this. It seems like something out of the 1950s to me. I don't get it.
And Heather, actually, something Heather said that I could talk about was that they were having some, you know, they're in a financial difficult time right now. You said you actually, that night that he made the purchase, you went and stayed at your mom's house with the baby?
I mean, I was so upset. I mean, we don't have money to throw around at a car like that, and I wouldn't have picked it. So, yeah.
Okay. As you know, Chris from Puyallup is on hold right now. It's Make Up or Break Up. Text us to 96459. Give us a call at 833-822-BULL. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to get Chris on the phone and definitely, you know, kind of hear why he decided to go out and buy a Camaro. like to welcome to the show. He's been on hold patiently listening to all this. Chris from Puyallup, the owner of a brand new 2019 Camaro.
Congratulations.
All right, Chris, you've heard, you know, what really upset Heather and why she left for a period of time.
I've heard it for the past, like, 2 weeks since I bought the damn car.
Right. Well, let me ask you, though. I mean, first of all, what really jumps out to me is why did you make the purchase without her? You were looking at family cars.
Well, it was a great deal. It was a brand new car. It was under 30K, which is like, it was so much cheaper. And I got the payments down lower than we would have been paying for the SUV. And it's like, you know, super safe. I mean, it's got a 5-star safety rating. All right. I mean, I know it's not an SUV. It's only got two doors, but it's still a family car.
It is a. It's a all right, Drew. Car. Now, Drew is our official car guy. Nobody knows more about cars than Drew ever. Drew, the 2019 Camaro. I mean, I know you're sitting in the background over there saying, "Ah, yeah, it's a great deal." But is it really a family car? And is it appropriate for an 8-month-old?
Well, you're really stretching the definition of family car. Yes, it's got two doors. Yes, it's got four seats. But getting in and I guess I can see why she's upset, because getting in and out of the back seat, like trying to load a car seat in, is not going to be very easy. I guess.
Or what if you have a blowout and you, I mean, a baby blowout, and you got to change a diaper in the backseat of that thing?
Yeah. You going to change a diaper in the backseat of your 2019 Camaro?
No, we'll change it on the trunk, you know, like where we can, like, wash it off.
See, exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm thinking. Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that you should have thought about before. And by the way, you could have made this argument, this great argument for how cheap it was before you bought it. You could have told me, like, was there something where you couldn't call your wife if you wanted to get the deal?
Yes. I mean, I needed to get, it was right then, right there. It was such a good deal. I mean, I've been, you know, we've been looking at cars for so long.
You couldn't even send
a text. Know that I want this, and Jack deserves this car when he becomes 16. So by then,
okay, but like,
you know,
all these arguments could have been made before.
Because you never listen to me.
You know what? Hey, Chris from Puyallup, it seems like you just said the fact that you don't even want to change a diaper in the back of the 2019 Camaro. It's just kind of showing that you in no way were thinking about finding something for the baby. And the fact that you purchased this thing without her. I think that's what it comes down to. You did it without her.
I mean, it was my money.
Isn't it your money?
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you think of it?
Okay.
And you're getting a car for a baby that's not going to be able to drive it for 16 years.
There go the messages.
All right, hang on. Hey, guys, real quick, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to do some of this off the air, okay? And we're going to pass our official Fitz in the Morning show therapist, that number to you. There's a lot of feedback coming in right now. Text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. Make up or break up. Chris and Heather from Puyallup, I really appreciate you coming on and volunteering to talk about all this. I know it's not easy. Believe me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I know what is easy, driving that 2019 Camaro down 167, though.
That's right. Yeah.
Going all of 15 miles an hour. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Let's go to Larry in downtown Seattle right now. Hi, Larry. It's Fitz. How are you? Should they make up or break up, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. I think she definitely needs to get rid of him because he's selfish and he's not thinking of her or the baby. And now it's kind of too late because if he was to trade that in to get an SUV or something, he would take a $5,000-$6,000 loss after driving it off the car lot. So, you know, I think there was a little bit of a financial problem there going into this. So there's no way he's going to come up with $5,000 or $6,000 to make Heather happy.
Wow. Good points on all ends. Drew, some of these text messages coming in. Wow, we can't keep up.
They're flying in.
Text right now to 96459 833-822-BULL. Should they make up or break up? Go ahead, Drew.
A lot of people trashing Chris here. A lot of people saying dump him. He's blank. There's some words we aren't going to use here.
We can say tool shed.
Okay, that's one. I do like this one because I was expecting it. Quit crying. I have two kids and a newer Mustang. Be happy, even if it is a chick car Camaro. So there's always going to be the Ford-Chevy rivalry here.
Somebody says, Fitz, I would definitely kick his butt to the curb.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley works at a Chevy dealer, and she thinks she might be the one that sold it to him. I wonder if he bought it at my work.
Oh, no.
Tim from Tacoma says, cut him loose, get a parenting plan, file for custody. He focused on himself more than his family. Find a man, not a boy. However, Trashman Mike, one of our favorite P1s, he says, this is what happens when you send the dude out. I did the same thing, and I got in trouble.
Wow.
Mm.
Katie is on 405 right now near Kenmore. Hey, Katie, your thoughts. Should they make up or break up here?
They should break up. I think she needs to get in that Camaro and drive off into the sunset without him.
Are you saying she should steal the car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Strap that baby in the back seat and go.
Yeah, plenty of room with just those two.
Trade it in for a Ford Explorer.
Kevin in Seattle right now. Hey, Kevin, what's up? Should they make up or break up?
I think they, for the sake of the kid at least, they need to try and make up, make it work. But Chris crossed the line.
Yeah, the fact that he went out.
They need to own that one, and they need to work it out.
I mean, rule number one, you can't go out and get a car. You just can't go do that by yourself. You have to bring your significant other with you when you make a purchase like that, right?
Well, some families it is done that way because one person just says, I have no interest in the car process. I have no interest in cars. I don't know anything. I'm just going to be a hindrance.
A lot of people are basically calling out his phrase, my money. That's when he lost a lot of people. Not so much what he did, but his sense of possession over their finances.
Yeah.
Hey, Peyton from Des Moines. Hey,
Hi.
Peyton. Hi. What's up? What do you think?
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I mean, mind you, there's a kid involved, so you got to really be thoughtful about what you're going to do. But, I mean, if my significant other ever went out and did this, that it would be an ending point. I mean, that's ridiculous, especially like you guys are saying, the possession. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And by the way,
yeah, of course.
If you're just tuning in right now and you missed a makeup or breakup, this is all going to be available to you today on our podcast. You can get every bit of this and share it, and you're going to want to hear this. Go to 98.9thebull.com, and you could, get all the podcasts and the segments right there. Yeah,
I'm starting to think everyone's making too big of a deal of this. My mom had a two-door car my entire childhood. Mm-hmm. She had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Two-door. She had a Dodge Challenger, mm-hmm. 1972, my mm-hmm. whole life.
Yeah, but your mom was also like the female version of Fast and the Furious, She used to run the quarter down in Auburn.
Did she win the